On today's Kids Corner, Maury is in trouble and Liz is trying to help.
Liz, help!
I'm coming! Here, Maury, grab my hand!
I can't reach it!
Come on!
I got it!
Okay,
I got it!
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
One strange lizard.
Welcome to Kids Corner. As you can probably tell, it's pretty windy here in Turin. It looks like this little lizard town is in for some rough weather. Fortunately, Liz and his family didn't plan on any outdoor activities. In fact, they're going to have a guest staying with them for a few days.
I got it.
Hi, Liz.
Oh, hey, Lucille. Come on in. You can help me finish getting ready.
Getting ready for what?
Maury's going to be staying with us for a couple of days.
Oh, okay. Aren't you going to say anything?
Yeah. Hand me that dustcloth, will you? I have to finish the tables in the living room.
Here you go.
Thank you.
You mean you really haven't noticed?
Noticed what? Did I miss a spot?
The new ribbon in my hair. I just got it.
Well, what's new about it?
Oh, for one thing, it's blue. I normally wear a pink ribbon. I can't believe you didn't notice.
I'm sorry, Lucille. I guess I'm just not geared to notice hair ribbon color.
Well, Liz, I hope you're geared to blowing up the air mattress. Maury's gonna need a place to sleep.
No problem, oh Mom. I'll get to it in just a minute.
Oh, well, hello, Lucille.
Hi, Mrs. Lacerda. Is there anything I could do to help?
Oh, well, we should be okay. The mattress is the last thing we have to take care of.
Well, what about the pickled peppers?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, you're right, Liz.
Peppers?
Yeah, Maury picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Say that five times fast.
They're over at Granny Gecko's house.
Apparently, they're Maury's favorite. I was gonna run over and get them. You wanna come with me?
Yeah, sure. It was nice of you to take Maury in while his mom's in the hospital, Mrs. Lacerda.
Wait. His mom's in the hospital?
Well, yeah, she's having a baby.
Maury's mom is having a baby? How come nobody ever tells me these things?
Well, I guess you're just not geared to notice things like that, Liz.
Liz and Lucille arrived at Granny Gecko's farm just as Granny was spreading a tarp over her flower bed.
Hey,
hi, Granny.
Hi, kids. I got your pickled peppers ready.
Oh, they're not for us. Yeah. They're for Maury.
Oh, that's right. You know, your mom told me. Can you help me tie this tarp down?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, man, this is flopping like a fish on a riverbank.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I got this corner.
That's the ticket. Oh, thanks so much.
Will your flowers be okay under the tarp?
Well, I hope so. I mean, they should be. This tarp will deflect the rain, because I've lost whole flower beds to bad storms.
So you think this is going to be a pretty bad one then, huh, Granny?
Oh, yeah, judging by the skies, I do.
I suppose you've seen some pretty awful storms in your time, huh, Granny?
Yeah, there was a time when I was in high school, and 4 tornadoes hit Turin simultaneously.
Wow, 4?
Tornadoes?
4 tornadoes.
Oh, man.
And one of them came screaming over the lake into the bayou. It picked up a whole lot of water and dumped it all over town.
Oh, well, did it flood?
Oh, did it ever. And I kid you not, I saw a truck floating.
Wow.
No kidding.
Well, living in a valley certainly has its disadvantages.
And you think this storm might be that bad?
Oh, I am no meteorologist, kids, but this one looks like it could be perhaps the worst storm since that one.
Oh, wow.
The sky is getting darker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be here in a couple of hours, and I've got a lot of work to do before then.
Well, can we help you with anything, Granny?
Oh, sure. Grab that hammer and box of nails.
Got it.
I have some windows and doors that need to be nailed shut.
Liz and Lucille helped Granny Gecko get her house and barn ready for the storm and then headed for home. On their way, they stopped at Maury's house to pick him up. When they arrived, he was looking a little more green than usual.
Hi, Liz. Hi, Lucille. I'm all set to go.
Are you okay, Maury?
Yeah, you don't look so good.
I'm all right.
Okay.
I
guess we better get going if we want to stay ahead of the storm.
Sure, that's fine.
Can I help carry something for you? Maybe your sleeping bag?
Okay. Careful, it's kind of old.
No problem.
Maury, are you sure everything's okay?
I'm fine. We better go, like you said. We don't want to get rained on.
Liz, Lucille, and Maury took off for Liz's house. All the while, they could see the storm clouds headed their way.
Sure looks like it's going to be a big storm.
Yeah, it does.
I like when it rains, though. I like to listen to it hit on the roof.
I like the way it smells. Mm. What about you, Maury?
Huh? What?
Do you like when it rains?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Sometimes. I don't know.
Are you thinking about your mom, Maury?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be just fine.
Yeah, I suppose.
And having a little brother or sister to play with will be lots of fun. Bam.
Yeah, if you say so.
Oh, is that what's bothering you? Having a little baby in the house?
Oh, come on. That's nothing to worry about, Maury.
Easy for you to say, Liz. You don't have a younger brother or sister. Now there's going to be a baby.
I don't know what to say, Maury. I've always had an older sister, too.
Then you don't know what it's like either. It's not a good feeling knowing that I'm going to be taking a back seat to a crying little baby.
When they arrived at Liz's house, Mrs. Lacerda was on the phone.
Oh, no, they just walked in the door now. Okay, I'll tell him. Thanks, and I'll be praying for you all. Bye-bye. Maury, your mom just called. She wanted to make sure you got here all right.
She did?
Well, they're at the hospital, and everything is looking good, she said.
Oh, man, that's good to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, good.
And Lucille, your mom called too. She'd like you to get home as quick as possible before the storm hits.
Good idea. I didn't even bring a raincoat. If it starts, I'm gonna get just soaked.
Oh, you can wear one of Linda's raincoats. She's only got like 10 of them.
And we have an umbrella you can take too.
That would be great, Mrs. Lacerda. Thank you very much.
I'll go get it. Oh, and I'll get that too.
Where should I put my stuff, Liz?
Oh, in the living room there. Your air mattress is already blown up.
Okay.
Maury, I know this is a big deal for you, but you don't need to worry. Your parents aren't going to stop loving you just because there's a baby in the house.
Yeah, I know.
That was Linda. She's at a friend's house, and it's raining pretty hard there already. She asked if she could stay overnight.
Oh, if it's raining that hard, she probably just doesn't want to walk home.
I told her that was fine. Lucille, if you want to call your mom and see if you can stay here, you're welcome to sleep in Linda's room.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
Lucille called her mom and got permission to spend the night with Lacerda's. While it rained outside, they played a board game called Cradle to the Grave.
All right, I got a six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, yeah, I finally graduated from high school.
Woohoo! You know, at this rate, you might catch up with us in 4 or 5 turns.
Hey, it's not my fault I had to repeat 5th grade twice.
Oh, no. The rest of us have already graduated college.
Oh,
it is. I only need to get a 2 or better to get a full-time job with a major corporation.
And Lucille and I are about to retire.
And I have a big inheritance to spend.
If only this were real life.
What, you want to repeat 5th grade twice?
Well, if I have a rich friend like Lucille,
That's right.
Oh, it's my turn.
2, you got your big job.
Oh, I have to draw a card.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see what this says. Buy some diapers?
What?
You're gonna be a father.
You're gonna be a father. Little baby.
I don't think I want to play this game anymore.
Come on, Maury.
Oh, is something wrong?
May I be excused?
It's okay, Maury. Tell Mrs. Lacerda what you told us.
Well, it's hard for me to talk about.
Oh, it's okay, Maury. I think I can guess what's bugging you.
You can?
I'd say you're upset because you think that with a new baby in the house, your mom and dad won't show you as much attention as they did before. Am I close?
More than close. You're right on target. How did you guess?
Well, I have a younger sister. When she was born, I thought my parents were gonna send me away so she could have my room.
What happened?
My whole life changed.
That's not really what I wanted to hear, Mrs. Lacerda.
Oh, my whole life changed, Maury, but it wasn't a bad thing.
Really?
My sister ended up making my life a lot better. In fact, she still does, even after all these years.
Maury's also afraid that his parents might not love him as much as they did before.
Oh, well, that won't happen, Maury.
But there's going to be this new baby for them to take care of.
I know, and it's going to seem like they spend an awful lot of time with the baby. But that doesn't mean they'll love you any less.
You think?
I know.
Whoa! Hey, what happened to the lights?
Not just the lights, the power is out too.
Oh, and look out the window. The whole block is dark.
I don't see any lights on anywhere.
Yeah.
You don't think the power would be off at the hospital, too, do you?
Oh, I'm sure everything is fine at the hospital, Maury.
Well, are you sure?
Oh, come on, Maury. It's a hospital. What could go wrong?
All the power could go out.
Oh, well, we can call the hospital and make sure they still have power. Would you like that, Maury?
Yeah, I think I would.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go get the phone book. Liz, you go grab the flashlight.
All right, Mom, I'll go get it. Ow! Oh, note to self, there's a table in the middle of the living room.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll survive. I've got the flashlight.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool. The phone cord stretches all the way over here.
And here's the phone book.
Right.
The number should be right inside the front cover.
Aha, I see it. I'm calling. Oh, no, something's not right.
What?
I think it's our phone. There's no dial tone.
Oh, with all this wind and rain, there's probably a phone line down somewhere.
You mean we can't call the hospital?
Oh, well, we'll just have to wait a little longer.
Can you excuse me for a minute? I just need to run upstairs.
Well, sure. Take the flashlight.
Thanks.
Oh, I forgot about my cell phone. We can call the hospital.
Will it still work in this weather?
It should. I just need to find my purse. Oh, here it is. Yep, still works.
Good thinking, Mrs. Lacerda.
That's my mom. Hey, Maury! Maury, come on, we can call your mom.
Oh, maybe you should go get him, Liz.
Ow! Oh, note to self. Pay attention to the previous note.
I think Liz messed up the board game.
Oh, well, that's okay. We're done playing until the lights come on anyway.
Mom, he's not up here. My bedroom window was open. He must have crawled out.
Mrs. Lacerda called the police and told them Maury had run off into the storm. The dispatcher radioed the information to every police car in Tureen, but Officer Dudley told Mrs. Lacerda that most of the police in town were at the power plant, where a tree had fallen, causing extensive damage. Concerned for Maury, Mrs. Lacerda, Liz, and Lucille climbed into the car and went looking for him themselves.
But we're staying on the higher roads, kids. If it gets too bad, we're coming right back.
Meanwhile, Maury was trudging through the rain, wet as an otter, and very frightened.
Okay, maybe this was not such a good idea. The wind is so strong, I can hardly move.
Through the rain, Maury saw an old shack.
Maybe I can ride it out in there. Hello? Hello? Is anybody here? Door's open. I guess I can just wait inside until all this blows over.
Maury made himself comfortable in the shack, hoping the rain would end soon. Unfortunately, it didn't. A half hour passed, and Liz, Lucille, and Mrs. Lacerda were still looking for him.
Oh, hi, Officer Dudley. I'm just checking in to see if anyone's heard from or seen Maury. Nothing, huh? I don't know what to say. Yeah, we're going to head back home, too. Thanks, Officer Dudley. Bye.
No sign of him?
No, not yet. And the weather's getting worse. Officer Dudley said that the lower streets are flooding.
Man, just look at it down there.
Holy cow, the crack in the street looks like a river.
Mom, slow down
a second. What is it?
Look!
It's Maury!
What, where?
There, he's floating down McCracken Street on that raft. Oh, man, he's heading for Hopkins Bridge. Hang on, Maury, I'm coming!
Oh, Liz, you get back here! Liz! Where's that cell phone? I'm going to call the police.
Liz, help!
I'm coming! Here, Maury, grab my hand!
I can't reach it!
Come on!
I got it!
Okay,
I got it!
Hang on tight, help!
Oh, no! Now Liz is on the raft with Maury!
Get us out of here!
Now what are we going to do?
Oh, pray, Lucille. Pray hard.
How do you know it's finally spring? No more winter boots? Flowers blooming? Robins in your backyard? As the cold days of winter give way to warmer temperatures, it's time to get outside and learn about the changing seasons. Check out Kids Corner's Signs of Life scavenger hunt. Together, as a family, look out your window or go for a spring nature hunt outside. As you go through the scavenger hunt activities, read Psalm 100, all about praising God for the life He's given us. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Signs of Life scavenger hunt. Explore all the things you see, feel, smell, and hear during this season. Signs of Life scavenger hunt. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
Maury felt better now that Liz was with him on his raft. The problem was, they were still in the same predicament.
Okay, McCracken Street comes to an end by the bayou.
So?
Well, first of all, it's a 10-foot drop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, I'm getting seasick. What is this thing we're floating on?
It was part of a shack I was hiding in. When the floodwaters hit it, the whole thing fell over.
Oh, great.
I grabbed the first thing I could and climbed down. I think it's the roof.
Yeah, and now parts of it are breaking off. This has got to be pretty old.
It is getting smaller. Any ideas?
Just one. Just before the drop-off to the bayou, there's the statue of the Terrene Founding Fathers.
Yeah?
Maybe we can steer this crazy raft of ours a little closer and try to grab onto it.
You really think we can?
Well, we gotta try, Maury.
Oh, you better hurry. There it is. How should we steer?
And, with this.
Oh, you just broke off half of our raft.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna use it as a rudder. Oh, man, I hope we get close enough. There's not much time.
Closer, Liz, closer.
I'm trying.
We're not gonna be close enough to grab on.
Oh, man. Okay, Maury, we're gonna have to jump for the statue.
What? Are you sure?
Maury, you've gotta start praying now and fast. We've only got one chance at this.
Lord, we sure could use your help right now.
Oh, we really need your help, God.
Amen.
Okay, now hold on to my arm, Maury. On three, we're gonna jump for it, okay?
Okay.
All right. One, two.
Hey, kid! Come on, guys, get in!
It's a police
boat! Oh, how's that for an answer to prayer?
The police boat brought Liz and Maury to the shore, where Mrs. Lacerda and Lucille were waiting. They were pretty close to Granny Gecko's farm, so they called and asked if they could ride out the storm there.
More hot chocolate, anyone?
Oh, man, you bet. Boy, am I glad to be back inside.
Yes.
I am so sorry to have caused so much trouble.
Oh, well, the important thing is that you're safe.
I was so worried about my mom.
Yeah.
I mean, if the hospital ran out of power...
Maury, I want you to come with me.
Granny and Maury went upstairs and looked out the window.
What do you see?
Wowie kazowie, you can see almost all of Terrene from here. It looks so dark.
Well, except for that building over there with the lights on. Do you see it? That's the hospital.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
But how do they have power when everyone else's is out?
Well, they have a backup generator for emergencies just like this one.
Huh.
That way everyone inside the hospital stays safe and secure.
They went back downstairs and joined the others. Granny even got out a jar of her homemade cookies.
I know sometimes it's real easy to be scared,
yeah.
Especially in the middle of a storm like this.
Yeah. You know, when we were out in the rain, I remembered some verses that I memorized at vacation Bible school last summer.
Oh,
what verses?
Which ones?
Well, they're from Psalm 46.
Ah.
The first three verses.
Oh, those are good verses. Let's hear them, Lucille.
Okay. God is our place of safety. He gives us strength. He's always there to help us in times of trouble.
Yeah.
Amen.
The earth may fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Mountains may fall into the middle of the sea.
Yikes.
But we will not be afraid.
No.
The waters of the sea may roar and foam.
Yeah.
Mountains may shake when the waters rise. But we will not be afraid.
Yeah.
That's right. Wow, those are good verses.
Thank you.
Especially the part about the waters rising.
Yeah.
Well, I think that God knows we're going to be afraid sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes being afraid is a good thing.
Huh?
It keeps us from doing things that we shouldn't be doing.
Oh.
But the point is, we need to remember that God is always in control.
Mm, that's right.
Even when it seems that a storm like this is out of control. But God is always there. That's why we can be sure he's our place of safety, like the verse said.
But some Christians still get hurt in storms or earthquakes and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they do, Maury. Christians are not immune from the disasters that happen in this world. The Bible's pretty clear that bad things may happen to any one of us, well, even death.
What? Don't we get, like, a holy life preserver or anything?
Well, actually, Maury, we get something much better. We have the promise that God is with us when bad things happen, and that when we die, we'll go to heaven and be with him.
Yeah.
Then we will be in the safest place of all.
With Jesus!
Yeah. Exactly.
But if you haven't made Jesus your Savior, then you won't have that hope.
Then I'm glad I have.
Oh, so are we, Maury.
Hey, look, the rain stopped.
Oh, sure enough. And look at that big patch of blue sky.
Oh, and it's getting bigger.
It's like a whole new day.
Liz, Lucille, Maury, and Mrs. Lacerda returned to the Lacerda house and went to sleep. The next day, the sun was shining and the weather was perfect. After breakfast, they all went to the hospital where Maury saw his little brother for the first time.
Oh, he's so cute. Oh. He's got eyes just like me.
He does?
And he's got hair just like me, but he doesn't wear glasses yet.
Well, that's great, Maury. I'm really glad everyone is all right and that you're so happy.
Yeah. Now I know my parents aren't going to ditch me for my baby brother.
Oh, come on, Maury. You should have known you could always count on your parents. They've always been there for you.
Yeah, that's true. I can always count on my mother and father.
Yep, and you have a heavenly father you can always count on, too.
Yeah,
that's true.
You don't have to watch the news for long to see that lots of bad things are happening around the world. Floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and volcanoes. Though it doesn't always seem like it, we can be sure that God is still in control. And when bad things happen to Christians, we have the assurance that God is there with us, even unto death and beyond. Jesus is always with us, and with Him is the safest place we can be.
The winds may blow, and the floodwaters roll, and you may be so far from home. The sky may turn black and your friends turn their backs. It seems you have to face it all alone. But there's a light in the darkness. God the Father carry you through. In His arms you can hide. Put your worries aside. He will never stop loving you. May fall with no hope at all of ever getting out of the storm. Silver may rust and your dreams turn to dust, and there's nowhere you can be safe and warm. Worries aside, He will never stop loving you. The Lord has given His promise when everything is falling apart. His word is true, He cares for you, He loves you right from the start. Never stop loving you. So put your worries aside. He will never stop loving you.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.